Come, the risen Lord, We want to be with you today forevermore. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, you're the Prince of Peace. Your bride awaits for you with heads uplifted high. Today we look for you, our champion in the sky. Spirit and the bride, say come. Spirit and the bride, say come. Today we welcome you, Lord. Spirit and the bride, say come. Spirit and the bride, say come. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, Lord of everything, who was and is to come, the risen Lord. We want to be with you today forevermore. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, you're the Prince of Peace. Your bride awaits for you with heads uplifted high. Today we look for you, our champion in the sky. Spirit and the bride, say come. Spirit and the bride, say come. Today we welcome you, Lord.
close to me. I can hardly move or breathe. I can feel your presence all around. I'd fall knees down to the ground. You're the one that really matters. You're the one that really matters. You're the one that really matters. You're the one that really matters.
I know that I haven't found the kids of life can't hold me down. 'Cause you're the one I wanna please. What matters now is what you. Just lift your voice giving your life a fresh breath. Your plans and dreams, your purpose, give it up to Jesus.
Your foot's on. baby, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Oh Mary, did you know?
Our victory. Thank you. Friday on her way to Cincinnati on a snow white Christmas Eve. Going home to see her mama and her daddy with the baby in the back seat. 50 miles to go and she was running low on faith and gasoline. It'd been a long, hard year. She had a lot on her mind and she didn't pay attention. She was going away too fast. And before she knew it, she was spinning on a thin black sheet of glass. She saw both her lives flash before her eyes. She didn't even have time to cry. She was so scared. She threw her hands up in the air. Jesus, take the wheel. Take it from my hands. Cause I can't do this on my own. I'm letting go.
I will rise. there's a day that's drawing near, when this darkness breaks to light and the shadows disappear, and my faith shall be my eyes. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. Victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when He calls my name. No more sorrow.
When all of a sudden Jesus Christ, I pray, amen. Psalm 91. Praise you, Jesus. Also, Faith has posted some Psalm 42:2. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Psalm 143:6. I stretch out my hands to you. My soul longs for you as a parched land. Selah. And then John 7:37. Now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Abba. Thank you, Father God. My Abba, Father God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Praise you. I worship you. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debt as we have also forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. That was Matthew 6. I'm doing the NIV version. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you. I worship you. I love you, Jesus. I pray that you're having an amazing day today, my Lord Jesus, and that you get to bring us home today to you. We love you, and we just want to praise you and worship you every day in person. We praise and worship you every day now, but we want to do it in person. Just love you and hug you every day. Marry you, become one with you. Your lips, your bride, your bride. And I pray for your bride, my RCC family, your bride, your lips, your bride. I pray for all your people. I ask you to shower your RCC family and their families with peace and happiness and joy, and all your bride, all your people. Shower us with your patience and your endurance and your strength. Shower us with favor and blessings. I ask you to heal. Heal us, whether it be mentally, physically, emotionally, whether you need to heal our finances. You know what we need. So, Holy Spirit, I ask you to heal, to let our needs be known to Abba and Jesus. Of course, they know. He knows. He created us, so you know our needs. Thank you for supplying our needs, for my God supplies all our needs according to glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God, our Abba. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Fill us with your love. We love you. Praise you, praise you, praise you. I'd like to welcome our little British donut to chat. Welcome Faith to chat. Welcome Raina to chat. Love you, Christine and Faith and Raina. Love you all. I love you. My RCC family, I'm so thankful that we're here together. And all this timing is perfect. So it's one more day for us to fellowship and worship and praise him here on earth. One more soul to come into the kingdom. One more bride. One more soul to turn back to him. Like I said, your timing is perfect, but we know the end is near. Any second now that you'll be calling us home. Naba, we know that you'll have giving Jesus the okay any second to bring us home. We love you. Welcome, Mama Pat, to online. I love you, Mama Pat.
Yeah. Oh boy. Guys, I just got news. Oh, that my grandson, James, he's one of the twins of Gerald, has pancreas problems. He has to get a sonogram. So we're checking family files and seeing who has any kind of problems. Gerald does because of her liver and diabetes, but it's not related that way. So keep James in prayer, James Ackerman in prayer. He has a sonogram Wednesday. I just got a text from where he lives, that he's in Massachusetts, that there's problems. So here we go again. Oh, I have to trust God. So anyway, just
Jesus, take the wheel. We Lord, we lift up We lift up James to you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for you are the great healer, the Jehovah Rapha. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for laying your healing hands upon James and removing all pancreas issues from his body, because you are the great healer, and we are crucified on the cross with you, our flesh, so therefore we are new creations in Christ Jesus. Therefore we are healthy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. You are the great healer, so Jesus, just lay your hands upon his pancreas and his whole body and heal him from the top of his head to tips of his toes, all cells perfectly aligned, along with Geraldine, along with anyone that needs to be healed. Thank you, Jesus. You are the great healer. So thank you for healing James right now and all of those that need healing right now, Geraldine that needs healing right now, and removing all sicknesses, these infirmities from their bodies, any ailments from their bodies. Thank you, Jesus. We are not home yet, so thank you. We ask you to heal us now, heal them now. And we know we'll be with you and be perfect soon, but until that time, please remove all this from their bodies. In Jesus' name, pray, amen. For by your stripes, Lord Jesus, we are healed. And that's in Isaiah, your word in Isaiah. And ask anything in your name, and you will do it, John 14. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you for the prayers. Listen, I'm going to hang up because I've got people coming, calling and stuff. So I just need to have some quiet time. And thanks for the prayers, and I'll keep you posted.
Okay. Jesus is with you, Mama Pat.
I know,
Jesus,
honey. I know he is.
And God,
I know.
God is in all this, and Jesus in all this.
Yeah,
and
that's the peace we have, is that he knows. Yeah.
Yeah,
all right, dear. I'll keep you guys. Yeah.
And you know, it's probably for his glory that this is happening to get him.
I'm
going to
give him a lot of glory, honey. I'm going to give him a lot of glory.
No, for your
please,
grandson.
Please, a little less glory. I'm only kidding. I'm just.
And to get him close to the Lord, maybe.
Yeah, definitely. They were just here like 3 weeks ago, you know. All right, let me get off because there'll be phone calls coming in and stuff.
Okay, love
all
you.
All right, thanks
we
a lot.
Love
you too. Love you guys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks. All right,
okay,
love you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay. So we lift up Mama Pat, and we ask you, Lord Jesus, to shower Mama Pat with your peace. Shower with your peace and your grace. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We know you're with her. Please, Lord Jesus, continue to reveal yourself to her and hold her hand and get her through all this. We know you're in all this, and there are reasons for all of this. So thank you, Jesus, for bringing her peace and endurance and strength through all of this. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. So we're almost to that resurrection day. And, of course, Passover is, of course, I was going to look up to see exactly. I know they added another month, Adar 2, because of the whole leap year thing. But like I said, I don't know if that was thus say the Lord, add another month when there's leap year. I think that may be a man thing. So that's why I'm thinking Passover, even though technically, according to man, because of Adar 2, Nisan isn't the next, not yet. Passover is technically in Nisan. I'm thinking that we're in Nisan now. And so technically, I think, so that would have meant this past month of Adar would be when Purim happened. So that would have been technically last month, and that would have been like February 23rd, 24th. What's interesting, though, is because I was looking all this up, what if anything happened on those days of technically Purim last month, and it was something, there was something about the peace, the whole peace treaty, the ceasefire. That's when the ceasefire was being agreed upon on those days. So I thought that was interesting. Yes, British donut. Miss Christine says, Darth Adar. very cute. And so therefore, Nisan would be this month. And which is Passover, Nisan 14 through, technically 15, according to this thing I'm looking at. 15, 16, it looks like it ends on the 22nd. Nisan 14 through 22nd is what it looks like it says, but Beth of the firstborn would be on Nisan 13, which is technically April 21st. So if we move that back, to this month, Adar, this sort of gets complicated here, trying to like move it back. So technically, Passover, it's usually the 14th, which would technically be March 24th, is Adar 2. So technically, Passover, it looks like, would be starting today, or actually even yesterday, because Passover is, Jesus is the Passover lamb for us. And so, hence, he was crucified, hung on the cross, and then put in the grave, and then resurrected, which is what we celebrate on Sunday, is Resurrection Day. But technically, it's Sabbath. I think it was technically Monday. Anyway, so I don't have these official days. Thus saith the Lord. Although we know, in truth, that this Jesus was crucified, and he was placed in the tomb, and then he was resurrected for us. So we know that all took place. I'm just trying to figure out the timing of it all. I know Christine Pina had put a chart about the whole actual true timing of this whole thing out, so I was going to see if I could find that chart so I could officially read it. Not be stumbling on my words here and trying to figure it out as we go. But bottom line, Jesus is coming back. He's been resurrected. He's a new creation. We are new creations because of his resurrection from the dead. He's alive. Jesus is alive. Praise the Lord. Jesus is alive. Praise you, Jesus. He's alive. He's risen. Well, he will. He's definitely risen already, but like in the celebration of remembering. You know what I mean? Jesus is alive.
the ground with the sound of revival. Let heaven roar and fire fall. Come shake the ground with the sound of revival.
Thank you for your Holy Spirit, for being our counselor, sending your Holy Spirit to be our counselor, our guide, living on the inside of us, helping us along with you, Jesus. We love you. Love you, Abba Father. And we're talking, Yes, God's Not Dead 2 is opening in theaters April 1st. Well, it's still going to open, but I don't plan on us being here. The movie, yes, will probably open April 1st if the world is not in chaos. Thanks. Christine said I was singing better than the song. Thanks. Anyway, God is not dead. Jesus is not dead. He is alive. In a celebration of his death and being alive, though, that is what we're celebrating this month. I found this thing. It said chronology. There we go. Wednesday crucifixion through Sabbath evening resurrection. Yeshua crucified from 9 to 3 and buried in late afternoon of the first day, inclusive count. So that they, Tuesday, you know, days, so their days are not like ours as far as. Jewish, they start the Sabbath, so technically Friday night starts their day. So there's, not Friday night, technically the night before is their first part of the day, and then the day is their last part of the day. So Tuesday night to Wednesday day being the first day, Nisan 14, which would be Roman Wednesday, which would be our Wednesday. Then Yeshua spends first night and second day in the grave, which they have as being Wednesday night, Thursday day being day two, our Nisan 15, and it'll be our Thursday. Then they have Yeshua spends second night, so technically this is his first night and second day in the grave today, Thursday, which would technically be Nisan 15. Passover, if they didn't add that 8-hour 2, technically it would be Nisan right now, Nisan 15 right now, which I still believe it is because I don't think it was like God said add another month. Then Yeshua spends second night and third day in grave, which would be Thursday night / Friday day, Nisan 16, which would be our Friday. And then Yeshua spends third night and fourth day in grave, resurrected at sunset on Saturday evening. So they have third night being Friday, fourth day being Saturday, and that's when they're saying he's resurrected. That was Nisan 17, which would be our Saturday. And then it says Yeshua appears to Mary early on Sunday morning to disciples on the road to Emmaus, however you say that, to assemble disciples. That technically is Saturday night, they're saying, and Sunday day, Nisan 18, which would be our Sunday. So that's what they say is the chronology of this. This is something that was posted. So, anyway, Jesus is coming. Bottom line, Jesus is coming. We love you, Jesus. He's coming to take us home. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, praise you, praise you. I love you, Jesus. So we have 5 minutes left of live time. Sorry for all my babbling. Bottom line, we're going home. Get your houses in order. Repent of your sin. Ask for forgiveness. Jesus loves you no matter what. However, we have to ask for forgiveness of our sin and repent of it. If you happen to find yourself not making it in the elopture or rapture, there's still a chance. Don't take the mark, which is going to be some kind of chip. Those fancy little chips that are going around, the enemy's making them look real good. You can have this chip, and look, you don't need anything. You can just swipe your hand or swipe your forehead or facial, whatever. And it's so easy. Don't fall for it. That's the chip, peeps. That's the mark of the beast. So don't take that mark. Don't let anyone put any chip anywhere inside your body, tattoo. They're making like little scan bar tattoos too. Don't let them do that. That's the mark of the beast. And if you do that, unfortunately, you're not going to make it into heaven, no matter if you cry to Jesus or not, because you've already sold yourself to the enemy, to the father of this current earth, which is the enemy, the devil. You want to make it home to our Heavenly Father who is in heaven. So don't take any of that stuff. They're saying, well, you need this to buy food and water. You don't need any of that. What you need is Heavenly Father God. You need Jesus. You need the Holy Spirit. You cry out to them and ask them for food, water, shelter. God will provide. If you take that chip, you don't have any opportunities to even be with God or Jesus for eternity in heaven. You'll be in, you know, having to spend eternity in hell, always thirsting for water, burning, having insects crawling inside and out of you. And you're going to be alive during all this torture, you know, being tortured by demons. If you take this mark and if you end up in hell, don't do it. Turn to Jesus. Jesus loves you. God didn't create hell for us. He created for the demon and his fallen angels. He didn't create it for us. He loves us all. And he gives us free will. So he wants us to choose him, freely choose him, and want to freely love him. He loves us no matter what, but he wants us to love him back freely. It's like when you invite people to a party, you don't invite people that hate you to a party. You invite people that love you and like you to the party because you want to have fun. You don't want people like criticizing you or mocking you or scoffing you at this party. So the same kind of thing with heaven. The Lord wants to invite everyone to heaven. He wants everyone to love him. But he gives you a choice to either choose him or not choose him. So choose Jesus. Don't take that mark. Just trust in the Lord. Have faith. If you don't take that mark and just rely on the Lord, that's what he wants you to cry out to him for help. He'll provide your food, your water, your shelter, and he will come back, and he's going to reign and rule on earth for 1,000 years. He's the king. Jesus is king of kings, Lord of lords. And he's going to save all those saints, all those people that didn't take the mark and that martyred themselves for the Lord. No, just know that if you're going to have to be martyred, there's not going to be any pain in this. Jesus is going to remove that pain, and you're choosing Jesus. Choose Jesus. Give your life for the Lord, and he will bless you with abundance of treasures and eternal life. That is the greatest gift, to be with Jesus forever, for eternity, with Abba, Father, God, our Creator, and have all this happiness and love. Turn to Jesus. That's who you need, that's who we need to fill the holes and voids in our lives. And he's the only one that can do that. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. That's what he says in his word. For God so loved the world, he gave his one and only begotten Son, that whoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but shall have eternal life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your love. I love you all, my RCC. I love you, every single one of you. Can't wait to see you. Give you big hugs and kisses, of course, after Jesus. Jesus is But I love you all. Jesus is coming any minute, any second. Choose Jesus. He's the only way to heaven, only way to the Father. Choose Jesus. We love you.
And the blood will dry underneath my nails, and the wind will rise up to fill my sails. So you can doubt and you can hate, but I know no matter what it takes, I'm coming home. I'm coming home.
Love you, Jesus. You are my everything. You are our everything.